the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting a story now that Iraq has formally complained with the government of Turkey after a Turkish official, the Turkey's foreign minister, paid a surprise visit to Iraq's Kurdish region. So it looks to me like the justification to really start escalating this war into a truly global conflict, you know, to kill off all those useless eaters and everything, is probably going to arise from this Kurdish region. Assad grants the Kurds semi-autonomous control of their region. Turkey complains. Now Turkey's going over to Iraq to start messing around in their Kurdish region. And, of course, as we reported earlier in the show, Turkey has already launched air attacks against their own Kurdish population. So that looks to be the flashpoint. We couldn't get everybody all hot and bothered about nuclear weapons, couldn't get people all hot and bothered about Assad is killing his own. So we're going to have Turkey start killing their own, call it justice, and launch a war there. They really are grasping at straws to sell this whole thing to the American people. All righty. Now, I want to talk a little bit about false flags, because we are still watching the Olympics. They're getting a lot of coverage. And we're talking about the Olympics themselves a little bit. But I did want to talk about false flag attacks. And for those who have not been listeners for very, very long or paid attention to these kind of things in history, a false flag attack is when Party A attacks Party B and blames it all on Party C in order to trick B and C into a war. And it's an old, old tactic. I'll give you two examples. Back in the 1950s, Israeli agents were blowing up British and American-linked targets inside Egypt and planting evidence to frame the Egyptians. The goal was to create political hostility between Egypt and the U.S. and between Egypt and Great Britain. On a personal, individual level, psychiatrists call it playing let's you and him fight, trying to cause trouble to get other people to fight each other. Another good example, when Israel attacked the USS Liberty, before it became known that it was, in fact, an Israeli attack, Israel was pointing the finger of blame back at Egypt. And the goal there was to trick the United States into a military attack on Egypt to support Israel. And it almost worked. There was a nuclear armed strike in the air on the way to Cairo when the USS Liberty finally got a radio message out saying it's Israelis trying to kill us. And that's when that whole cover story about, oh, we couldn't see, it was foggy, it was thunderstorms, it was, you know, there was bird poop on the aircraft windshield and I couldn't really see the American flag clearly. That's a false flag attack. Party A attacks Party B and plants the blame on Party C. Another good example in history. Hitler sends his own people to attack the radio station in Gliwice, Germany, near the Polish border, has the attackers dress up in Polish clothing, takes a Polish prisoner there, shoots him, body will be found, to put the blame on Poland. That is a false flag attack. There are lots of them. Now, a major with the Nazi SS admitted at the Nuremberg trials. They admitted they routinely faked attacks on Germany that were blamed on the Poles to justify the invasion of Poland. Nazi General Franz Halder also testified at the Nuremberg trials that Nazi leader Hermann Göring admitted to setting fire to the Reichstag to blame the communists and the Russians for the arson. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more false flags from history after these words from our sponsors.
How can I I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about false flag attacks. Remember, all war is based on deception. That's from Sun Tzu's The Art of War. So anyway, back in the 1950s, when the CIA, and this is now acknowledged history, the CIA overthrew the democratically elected government of Iran. Yes, we support democracy, but only if you elect the people we like. And the CIA admitted they hired Iranians in the 1950s to pose as communists and stage bombings inside Iran in order to turn the country against its democratically elected leadership. This is how they do these things. We already talked about the Levant affair. Apparently, the former Italian prime minister, an Italian judge, and the former head of Italian counterintelligence admitted that NATO, along with the Pentagon and CIA, carried out terror bombings in Italy and other European countries in the 1950s to blame the communists. Remember, we were getting all that stuff, the communists are evil, the communists are doing bad things. Well, it turns out the U.S. was doing it and blaming the communists. Oh, we can't have communists. They believe in workers' rights, and that's a threat to our money junkies. And so they staged these bombings to build popular support for these U.S.-friendly governments in all these European countries. Then there was Operation Northwoods. Now, this one was not carried out, but it was approved. It went all the way to the top of the military command in the United States, And then somebody said, we shouldn't do this. It was in the 1960s, the American Joint Chiefs of Staff signed off on a plan to blow up American airplanes and commit acts of terror on the American soil to blame it on Cuba in order to build popular support for an invasion of Cuba. Let's see, the South African Truth and Reconciliation Council found in 1989, the South African Defense Force tried to create a plan to blow up the African, discredit the African National Congress by bombing the police vehicle of an investigating officer. There's a whole list. We've linked it to the front page of what really happened. Let's see. U.S. soldiers admitted they killed Iraqis and Afghanis and dropped automatic weapons on their bodies in order to say, oh, there's a terrorist threat. And that's a big, big problem in all of these wars here. And sometimes these false flags are not deliberate. It's simply the politicians taking advantage of something that happens quite by accident. And I think a good example of that would be the USS Maine lying in Havana Harbor. And it blew up from a design flaw. They put a stove on the other side of a wall from an ammunition magazine. And the stove was just burning and burning and building heat until on the other side of the wall there was a hot spot that touched off the explosives and blew the ship up. This was all confirmed by an investigation led by Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, the father of the U.S. nuclear Navy. They went down to Havana, they built a cofferdam, they drained it, they examined the wreck of the ship. Now, at the time, of course, the Hearst newspapers proclaimed it was a Spanish mine. Spain had attacked our ship, and we went to war with Spain over that. It turned out it didn't happen. It was an accident. Even the ship's captain, the captain of the USS Maine, said something blew up on our ship. And the Hearst newspapers said, this man can't see the obvious, and he should be driven from office. Another one, of course, obviously, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, where an inexperienced Navy sonarman heard the propellers of his own ship and confused it for an incoming torpedo. And the report went all the way up to the Johnson White House, and even though Johnson had been told it was a bogus report, he took it to Congress and escalated the Vietnam War. And on and on and on and on. Those who want war, by definition, are not moral people. They're willing to commit mass murder, mass theft. They covet other people's property. And so a little lying and a little deception to move it along. Like when Roosevelt followed this 8-step plan from the Office of Naval Intelligence to goad Japan into an attack on Pearl Harbor and then acted like it was a big surprise, those dastardly Japanese. So as we watch the rest of the Olympics and as we see very clearly before our eyes day after day after day, the push for more war, even as American children are starving and our infrastructure crumbles and we are suffering for it, they're pushing for more war, and they're going to either create or exploit something that happens in order to convince you, oh, yes, you must go and throw your children onto the blades and bayonets of the enemy. Governments admit they do this. There's nothing new with it. It goes all the way back to ancient Rome. Guy by the name of Marcus Licinius Crassus was the richest man in Rome at the time, may have been the richest man in the entire world. And he used the threat of Spartacus's slave rebellion to get emergency powers that basically set the stage for the reign of the insane emperors. Those who seek tremendous power over other people very often have to create the enemy that is used to scare the people into agreement. Oh, yes, we don't want to live under a dictatorship, but it's necessary now to deal with that foreign enemy. We don't want to go to war, but really there is no other choice. That's how it's done. It's how it's always been done. The reason Sun Tzu wrote, "All war is based on deception," is because every ruler in history that has wanted to initiate a war of conquest, and I'm making this point to set it aside from those countries that have to go to war to defend themselves from being invaded. But those world leaders who start the wars, who initiate the wars, they have to lie and deceive their population into going along with it. Because nobody wants to go to war if they don't have to. War is very difficult. You have to walk very long distances. You have to carry a lot of very heavy stuff. You have to eat really lousy food. And there's a good chance you're going to get important parts of your body blown off. And so every world leader in every country who wants to start a war starts it with a lie. Look how hard our country is trying to escalate the wars. Be prepared. Expect more lies to do it. And I just hope that we're going to get through the Olympics and hope that we can convince the people planning these false flag attacks that they're not going to be believed. And if we can get them to doubt, they will call it off. Let's see. Getting into the financial news, more and more exposure of the amazing crimes of the big banks and the money junkies. It's just amazing. Now, we had one happen yesterday. This involves the high-frequency trading. And apparently, Knight Capital, in other words, these investment companies, are claiming that an algorithmic error in their software resulted in a $400 million loss in a matter of just seconds because the software was trading the wrong way. Maybe. I want to know who got that $400 million. Maybe this was another fraud, or maybe Knight Capital, like MF Global and PFG Best, has been using depositors' money to cover their trade losses in the investment branch, and they needed something to blame a $400 million loss on. There seem to be way too many of these computer glitches magically losing money these days. Certainly didn't see this degree of problems with the software until recently. Is the software being blamed for fraud? I think that's a far more important question here. Investigators looking into LIBOR are now saying this is an organized fraud cartel. It wasn't just a few rogue traders here and a few more rogue traders over there. Deutsche Bank, when they got dragged into this thing yesterday, they were saying, it's just some low-level staff. Really, we're corporate executives. We would never do things like that. Look at my angel's wings behind here. We're good people. That's why we're the leaders of corporations. Because our feces are not odoriferous. And now the investigators are saying, this was racketeering. This is an organized fraud cartel engaged in criminal racketeering, and it involved all the major banks of the entire planet. And I think it's time that we follow the wisdom of the Iranians, who have sentenced four of their bankers to hang for fraud totaling about $2.3 billion, which is pennies compared to the fraud Wall Street got away with that's measured in the tens of trillions of dollars. The Wall Street bankers get hung? No, they're getting bonuses, courtesy of the American taxpayer. There's something really screwed up about that. All righty, let's see. Hawker Beechcraft is laying off some of their employees. That's a shame. They make nice airplanes. San Bernardino has filed for bankruptcy officially, becoming the third California city to do so. Compton is probably not going to be too much longer either. This is going to be a domino effect all across California. As you probably remember yesterday, we were talking about how Goldman Sachs was being handed an ultimatum by some of the California cities saying, you start writing off some of this ruinous interest swap debt that was manufactured for us, or we're just going to take our business elsewhere. I think they ought to. I think nobody but criminals are going to be doing business with Goldman Sachs from now on, because that's how the money is being made, fraud and criminality. Look what Goldman Sachs did to Greece. They're doing it to their own country. Talk about a treasonous activity. What Goldman Sachs did to Greece, they're doing to California, probably doing to the entire country right now. Now, the GM bailout numbers are not looking good for the American taxpayers. Remember when they took all this money and they gave them to the American automakers and said, this will turn around, we'll make our money back, we'll make a profit. Uh-uh. Didn't happen. And now you taxpayers are getting to fund the brand new Chevy Volt Village. And they're having problems with those batteries not doing very well. You know, if you keep up supporting and propping up failure, you're going to have a nation that fails. We need to go back to rewarding success and punishing failure. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, the ugly reality is, we've talked about this before, the U.S. federal government is very quietly preparing for martial law in advance of what is now seen as an inevitable financial collapse. See, the federal government's attitude is, yeah, we screwed up the economy, yeah, we sold you into the slavery of a private central bank, and yes, it's all going to implode, but we're still going to be your government, because this is a nation that rewards failure and protects failure. We don't want a better system for the people, because we can't make money off of it, really what it comes down to. So, and again, I think our point of optimism is that they're preparing to fight the last revolution all over again. The government is hoping people will go into the streets with bombs and bullets and the rest of it. And as we pointed out with this article about the false flags, I have no doubt that government agent provocateurs will go out, start fires and throw bombs and the rest of it, because we saw them already doing it with the Occupy protests. But the reality is, this revolution is being fought and won in cyberspace. It's a virtual revolution, which means little children can play in the streets without fear of rapidly moving metal objects hitting them, which I think is a very, very good thing. With any luck, we can keep this virtual. And this revolution will be won without having to fight pitched battles, without having to march into the streets of Washington, D.C. with torches and pitchforks, because all we have to do is keep on telling the world, we can't make good on all those treasury bills. We don't have the money. There aren't enough American slaves to make good on all those treasury bills. They've created a huge treasury bill bubble. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was telling us that last week. There aren't enough American slaves, even with the influx from the border with Mexico. There aren't enough American slaves to make good on all those treasury bills. They are not safe and secure. People are buying them only because they believe that the U.S. government would never fail. But then they said the same thing about the Soviet Union. Now, the FBI has apparently started raiding activists' home in search of anti-government literature. This is up in Seattle, Washington, Portland, and Olympia, and Seattle, targeting activists. They're going into activists' homes looking for anti-government literature. That's the only thing they're looking for. No guns, no bombs, no sarin, no anthrax, no reruns of the Brady Bunch, nothing like that. Just anti-government or anarchist literature is now a cause to have your home raided by the FBI. Meanwhile, there's been a case here. This just came down. There was a guy who was arrested last year, Rodney Brossart. He was in a 16-hour standoff with police in his Lakota, North Dakota ranch. Now, setting aside the issues that led to the standoff, Brossart's lawyer argued that law enforcement's use of a predator drone without a warrant to spy on this guy's home represented outrageous government conduct, was a violation of civil rights. And because of that, any evidence gathered with the predator drone ought to be thrown out and the whole case should be dismissed. And the judge said no. This judge in North Dakota has set a legal precedent. Hopefully it'll be overturned by a higher court. But right now the legal precedent is the government can fly these drones all over your head, and if they see you doing something illegal, they can arrest and throw you in prison without a warrant for the original evidence. So spying on you, just in case you might do something wrong, is now institutionalized in the United States of America. Now, most people are going to look at these stories, breaking into or kicking down the door on activists' home and drones spying you as the encroachments of a dictatorship, and they would be right. I see them as a symptom of fear and panic by the government, that they're losing the war for the minds of America. And we have one of Rivero's rules over here, Rivero's rule of the dictatorship. And it goes, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And this is what these two stories are telling us. They're kicking down activists' doors looking for bad literature, things you should not read, things you should not think. We all recognize that as the sign of a dictatorship. Now they have surveillance all over the place and predator drones, and if the predator drones see you doing something, they'll arrest you for it. That, too, is an obvious sign of dictatorship. And so Americans are having to confront the fact that the republic that we were all propagandized that we live in by the state-controlled schools doesn't really exist, that we are a dictatorship, may have been for quite a while, including that sterling hallmark of dictatorships, fraudulent elections. That's something to think about. Think about tonight, think about over the weekend. We're there. We are a dictatorship, a fascist economic dictatorship, and they're acting like one. And the good news is they're acting like a dictatorship where everybody can see it all over the world. I think we're in the end phase right now. I think the USA is about to go into the dustbin of history with the USSR. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. A member just posted a story at whatreallyhappened.com. Looking at the wild trading that was going on Wall Street yesterday, which is now being ascribed to a technical glitch. And this article is pointing out that we saw very suspicious trading activity on Wall Street just before the 9/11 false flag. So, obviously, reason to be concerned. Now, over in Europe with the economy, we're getting more and more indicators that the European Central Bank is going to go down the dark path of quantitative easing, or whatever it is they're going to call it, But apparently, Italy's Prime Minister Monti is trying to end run the ECB by creating yet a new bank, a new layer of this money shuffling system going on. And everybody's desperate to try and find out ways to pay off all this debt. And I think what's going on in Europe, the turmoil in Europe, is a good example of what I mean by being a slave to a belief. And the belief that people are enslaved to is the belief that these pretty printed pieces of paper or numbers on a computer screen represent something real. And they're not. In this day and age, where the backing of silver or gold or any other item of actual real value has been disconnected from the currency. Money's an imaginary commodity. It's created out of thin air by the central bankers. You are propagandized to think it real by the state-controlled schools and the media. But there's nothing behind this paper except the belief that one is obligated to work to possess them, unless, of course, you're a central banker and then you're licensed to simply print them up. The reality is that all of the debt problems of the world right now involve imaginary money. That trillions of dollars of debt that it is claimed Greece owes or the United States owes, it's all imaginary. It's made up. It's a fiction. It's a fairy tale. And if all of those debts were zeroed off the way Iceland did, what would the central bankers lose? Ink and paper. That stuff is cheap. Or they'd have to type a zero in the computer. They don't actually lose anything real with that at all. What they lose is their control over you. That control that's built on the belief of a debt obligation. Yet that belief that paper and ink represents something real blinds the people of Europe and their leadership to the obvious and inevitable solution to this crisis, which is to say it's all imaginary debt. Zero it out, have a jubilee, start all over again. People are kept slaves to their beliefs. Beliefs are used to enslave people, whether it's rule by divine right. You believe there's an imaginary playmate in the sky, and because I have the funny robes on, you will have to do what I tell you to. Oh, I believe that's true. Therefore, I will be obedient. I will be a good little slave. Or rule by chattel ownership of your body. I have another piece of printed paper that says, I own your physical person. Therefore, you must do what I tell you. Oh, yes, I believe that's true. Therefore, I will do as I'm told, for the most part. And now we have the latest fraud. I have a piece of paper with fancy printing on it that says, you owe me such and such worth of dollars or euros worth of your labor for the rest of your life. And as long as you go on believing that that piece of paper and the ink represents something real, you will be their obedient slave. Rule by compound interest is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your person. We already know those two predecessors were hoaxes and frauds on humanity by the money junkies. This one is no more real, and it is time to evolve away from it and realize there's a better way to organize our planet for all of the world's people. All right, let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Going to talk a little bit about the Olympics. There's one story that came out of there that I actually got excited about. I'm not all out and bothered about the Olympics, but this story caught my attention. One of the members of the South Korean archery team, Im Dong-hyun, is legally blind. He can't see the target other than as a circle of blurred color. And he's on the Olympic team, and he set a world record for archery on the London Olympics. That's amazing, absolutely amazing. He broke the record he set in Turkey in May by 3 points with a score of 699 in the 72-arrow event. That is amazing. Now, when I was in college, archery is one of the two sports I went out for. I was on my college's varsity archery team. So I know how hard it is to be hitting that bullseye in that event with perfect eyesight. This is an amazing accomplishment, and it is a reminder that one does not have to be born perfect to accomplish great things. This story, to me, represents what the Olympics are supposed to be about. Not product placement, not advertising, not political banner waving, but just a celebration of what the human spirit can do when it seeks and succeeds to overcome limitations. I think that's wonderful. Now, on the downside of the Olympics, as the Olympians are racking up medals and all the rest of that stuff, the various tax agencies all around the world, they're already drooling. The IRS is drooling over the thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes on the metals and everything that are coming home. Okay, IRS, I have a news flash for you. Those gold medals aren't really made of gold. It's just gold plating. So cool your jets, okay? You're not going to make a bunch of money off of our Olympic athletes. Amazing stuff here. All right, talking about the U.S. drought. They're still waving the drought around. Apparently, Obama is going to keep the ethanol quotas. So that's that much more farmland that is not going to be used for food production, which is, means the dramatic rise in food prices you're seeing is going to be made that much worse by this ethanol hoax. Now, they're still trying to blame global warming. They're still trying to blame everything but U.S. government policy. But the reality is, all of these areas being hit by droughts are areas that are normally hit by drought. That's the historic record of these parts of the country. The United States of America is not green from sea to shining sea. There's a lot of desert. It was turned into farmland with artificial irrigation, and the artificial irrigation system is collapsing. And the farmers in those areas have been screaming for a decade. If you do not repair and update and increase the irrigation system to deal with the increasing demand of food, we're heading for a crisis. And there we are. No. We can't waste time and money fixing water pipes out there in the Midwest. We've got to send more bombs to Israel there. We've got to build this $400 million a pop F-22 that's suffocating its pilots and can be shot down by the Germans in 10-year-old fighters. Speaking of infrastructure, apparently in Brooklyn, a gigantic sinkhole opened up in the streets when an outdated and unmaintained sewer pipe ruptured and was allowed to simply do what it was doing until the sinkhole opened up, almost swallowed a car. And the people who were looking at the repair that was being done to try and get the street back to usability saying the work is shabby. They're not doing it right. It's not being filled in properly. We see that here all the time with our decaying roads. Oahu has the worst traffic in the nation. That's confirmed by the Department of Transportation. And they finally did some work down here on Moanalua Boulevard, which was just hideous. And I should have taken some pictures before they started the work. But for the most part, every time a pothole opens up in the roadway, they just shove in some dirt, patch it over, and that's the end of it. And it's not going to hold up because they're not dealing with the drainage issues. And drainage through the cracks in the pavement is what causes the potholes. And if you do it properly, where there's gravel on the base to allow the runoff, And you put it over with something that's not going to get washed away with the water, then you can repair the road. But it's just do the minimum necessary, do the cheap necessary, because we need the money to go for wars and other things. This is why I keep saying we're already losing these wars. Look around at the condition of the United States of America, the crumbling infrastructure, the starving children, homelessness, record number of people living in their cars. These are all victims of these war policies. Trillions for war, billions for Israel. Trillions to keep the bankers propped up. Nothing left for the people. And our candidates are still out there saying, yes, I promise I will do better. You haven't yet. Not in almost 100 years. You have not yet. Outside of the 1%, everybody's standard of living in the United States of America has been in decline for decades. 30 to 40% of your net worth has vanished in the last 3 years. Do you want more of this same government? Remember what they said about insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the outcome to change. As long as you go on voting for the Republicans or the Democrats and go on with this federal government, things are not going to improve. The demonstrated agenda of the federal government is to drive all Americans down into poverty, to enrich the 1%, to make it easier to drop the borders for the fascist global dictatorship they're trying to sell you. As long as you keep going along with it, your life will get worse. I think that's the reason why when we had our online poll the other day, would your life improve if the federal government and the Federal Reserve were to vanish? 96% of the respondents said yes. Our lives would be a lot better without this nonsense in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. And we're not the only ones to say that. Apparently down in Bolivia, they're going to basically expel Coca-Cola from their company. From their country, rather. It's a symbolic rejection of U.S. capitalism. Actually, it's U.S. fascism. But Bolivia announced it would expel the Coca-Cola company from the country at the end of the Mayan calendar. December 21 of 2012, which is when the world is supposed to end, if Israel and the U.S. don't blow it up before then, Coca-Cola's franchise in Bolivia is being terminated. Well, there's a reason to invade. In fact, I'm almost willing to bet a plugged Turkish piaster that sometime in the next couple of months, we're going to start seeing all this bad press about Bolivia. There, Al-Qaeda's in Bolivia. We've got to invade Bolivia and force them to go back to drinking Coca-Cola. Remember when the U.S. invaded South Vietnam and the Coca-Cola machines went in with the first wave? It was almost a joke about Coca-Cola machines being sent in everywhere the U.S. had control. Now, speaking of political campaigning, Obama is investing now in Spanish language ads. And they're outspending Mitt Romney. Apparently, Barack Obama is absolutely convinced that this new influx of Democratic voters coming across the border from Mexico are going to be his key to a second term. Personally, I don't think he needs to worry. The way Romney is going, Romney is going to self-destruct long before they get to November, especially if they don't try and regain the support of Ron Paul supporters. And frankly, with all this nattering and gromishing over the delegates to the convention, I don't think that's possible. I think anybody who was a Ron Paul supporter at this point is disgusted with Romney, with the Republican Party, with the American political system as a whole. I know I certainly am. Meanwhile, there's yet another scandal in which aides to President Barack Obama have been caught using personal email accounts to contact pharmaceutical company lobbyists and are scheduling meetings outside the White House in order to skirt the disclosure rules. This is according to a report that came out of Congress yesterday. Now, the rules are the White House provides you an email account through which you're supposed to conduct all your official business because the emails are saved and archived because they're public records. Remember, that White House technically belongs to you, the American people, including all the computers in there and all of the email that is sent in furtherance of their work for the American government is a public record. And so now we're finding out that Obama, and by the way, this is not new with him, Clinton was caught doing exactly the same. They carry out all their meetings with the lobbyists on personal emails, personal text messages. They have their meetings away from the White House, so it's all hidden. So we don't know the scale of the lobbying money coming into the Obama campaign. Michael Moore is out there saying that he hopes Obama gets four more years. I'm personally pushing for 10 to 20. By the way, speaking of Mitt Romney, you know, when he was on his whirlwind tour of pissing off every other government on the planet, and he was in Great Britain, and he was asked because of his success with the Salt Lake Olympics, what did he think about what London was doing? And he proceeded to say some very injurious things to which the British people have rightfully so been upset. Well, it turns out Mitt Romney's Salt Lake Olympics weren't all that much of a success because it required a federal bailout to keep it going. The Salt Lake Olympics were a success, at least in part, by $1 billion in funding from the federal government. And Romney only took over control of the Olympics after a bribery scandal smeared his predecessor. Now, you remember this whole kerfuffle about Chick-fil-A going out bashing the gays? And yesterday I was just saying this is a publicity stunt. Okay, this guy is going to, you know, bash the gays in order to help some political person he knows make gays and gay rights and gay marriage an issue for the November elections because they don't want to talk about the wars. They don't want to talk about the economy. And I said, what's going to happen is he's going to make a zillion dollars off of this thing from all the publicity. Now it's a nationally known name. And I know it's a pretty well-spread franchise on the mainland. We don't have them here in Hawaii. Today, Chick-fil-A is reporting they've hit record sales. Everybody wants to go to a Chick-fil-A to see what all the fuss was all about. They're making money hand over fist. I told you it was a publicity stunt. Get done. All righty. Let's see. Apparently, as part of the plans for martial law in this country, includes the use of the military to force compliance with the U.S. vaccination program. Doesn't matter if the vaccines don't work. Doesn't matter if they're actually triggering autism in our kids. Doesn't matter if it's triggered off a whooping cough vaccine. The government says you will have these vaccines. You will have these vaccines. And they will point guns at you to get you to let them stick a needle in your arm. Now, when you want to talk about the loss of freedom in this country, you've lost the freedom over your own body to decide for yourself what your best medical option is going to be. You're being treated like livestock. Those farm animals, the cattle and the chickens, they're not allowed to refuse vaccines. Now the U.S. government wants to treat you exactly the same way. You're just livestock. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's Turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I want to share with you a good example of a propaganda technique called poisoning the well. And it relates to the latest attempt to escalate the birther nonsense as a distraction and possibly as a political tool for Obama going into November. Now, earlier in the year, as you know, we long ago blew the story wide open that Obama was actually born here in Hawaii. No question about that. And the reason for all the games about his birth certificate is mom got knocked up. And Barack Obama Sr. is not Barack Obama Jr.'s real father. Barack's real father is Frank Marshall Davis, avowed communist, nude photographer, pornographer, living here in Honolulu, and apparently his mother was one of his models. And it was in the 60s, and we had the Summer of Love and the Autumn of Gonorrhea and all the rest of that stuff, and a lot of love children came out of the 1960s. It's no big deal. Obama happens to be one of them, and he hid the circumstance of his real father because, you know, his real father is a communist, and that's not a good thing when you're looking for a political career in the United States of America. And it's really no big deal. And it should have just came and went and said, okay, you know, Obama's daddy was an American, served in World War II. End of the story, and that's it. Well, apparently, remember when I said that Barack Obama is going to use this to play for sympathy in November? And going public with the reality that all that lies behind the birth certificate obfuscation is the fact that dad wasn't his dad, you know, and that mom had a little on the side. You know, we've all been young and reckless in our youth. But now they're trying to basically grab it and go forward, because now they're trying to say that Obama's real father is all kind of, it's Malcolm X, it's this. Obama was sired by an alien in his flying saucer and whatever. And again, the goal of this, please don't fall for it, the goal of this is Obama wants this to become a huge issue, because then in October he will go public and tearfully reveal the sordid tale of his mother's youthful indiscretions. And then he'll slam everybody who tried to make this an issue as playing dirty politics and mudslinging. And he'll ride a tide of sympathy into his second term, he thinks. And so that's why all of a sudden, even though the wind was taken out of the sails of this plan by the early revelation that Frank Marshall Davis was Barack Obama's real father, and it's no big deal, this kind of stuff happens throughout history. Can't blame Obama for, you know, the indiscretions of his mother that happened before he was born. And it's a non-issue, and it's always been a non-issue. But now they're trying to fan it up again and say, oh, some people are saying his father was Malcolm X, and who was Obama's real daddy? And they're going to try and crank that up as a pseudo-controversy. Because I guarantee you, somewhere down the road, Obama is going to try and exploit this for sympathy from the voters. Oh, those dastardly Republicans, they're smearing my mother's reputation all over the internet, whatever. That's what's going to happen. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back. Call into the show. We got lots to chat about.
Are you against